This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Finn. This is 6 Minute English, and I'm joined this week by Neil. Hello, Neil. Neil? Neil, are you okay? Actually, that wasn't Neil, you'll be glad to know. He is safe and sound here in the studio with me.
Hello. Yes, that wonderful sound you just heard was in fact a gelada, a kind of monkey, which we'll be hearing more from later in the programme.
Yes, could the gelada monkey provide an important clue about the development of human language? But first, as always, we have a question. Neil, could you please tell me what geladas eat? Is it A, fish, B, grass, or C, ice cream?
Well, I can see you're trying to trap me with ice cream here because the name of the monkey sounds like the Italian word for ice cream, so I'm not that stupid. I'm going to go for B, grass.
OK, well, wonderful knowledge of Italian there, Neil. Don't worry, I'm not trying to make a monkey out of you. I'm not trying to make you look stupid. Now, let's listen to the gelada monkey again. How would we describe that sound?
Well, it sounds a bit like a gargle, a gargling noise.
Yes, it does. Gargle is a great word because it's an example of what we call onomatopoeia, a word which sounds like its meaning. So, Neil, gargle is the word. Could you please demonstrate a gargle? Very good. Neil is gargling. And the sound it makes is a gargle. That's lovely. Yes, you can stop now. Thank you very much. How about another quick example of onomatopoeia? A click. Listen again. Click.
Or this. Oops! A crash.
Now, anyway, let's get back to the gargling monkey. Behind the fun sound is some serious science about the origins or beginnings of human speech.
Scientists from the University of Michigan believe that these gelada calls might be similar to the primitive noises, early and simple sounds, that our evolutionary ancestors made. That is, what we humans were before we developed into modern humans.
Dr. Thore Bergmann, who was the main author of the study, said that geladas make sounds which have speech-like properties. They have qualities which are like speech.
And the interesting thing is, most monkeys and apes can only make the most basic noises because they don't have the vocal anatomy required. That is, they don't have the physical mouth and throat parts needed to make more complex sounds.
That's right. All other monkeys and apes can do is called lip smacking. So that's rapidly moving their jaws and lips and their tongues. And I think, Neil, it's time for another demonstration, please.
OK.
Lip smacking, very nice.
The gelada, on the other hand, is the only one that can produce vocalizations or sounds from the vocal cords in the throat while doing this.
That's it. So lip smacking and vocalizations together are maybe a possible step between the sounds of other monkeys and human speech.
Though there is a question, the scientists don't know yet what the noises mean exactly. They believe the noises might be used the way humans use small talk, chatting about things that are not really important, to help the monkey societies feel more closely bonded or connected.
That's right. So, small talk, things like, fine day, isn't it?
Not bad, not bad. How are the kids, Finn?
Oh, yeah, all right. Keeping me awake all night.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Or as you would say in gelada. Well, I think that's quite enough monkey business for one day. Quite enough of us being silly, wouldn't you say? Ah, Neil, earlier I asked you what geladas eat. Was it A, fish, B, grass, or C, ice cream?
And I am not stupid, so I'm going to go for B, grass.
And you're right, they are herbivores. They eat grass. Anyway, before we go, let's run through the words and phrases one more time.
Gargle. Onomatopoeia. Origins. Primitive noises. Evolutionary ancestors. Vocal anatomy. Lip smacking. Vocalizations. Small talk. Monkey business.
Thank you very much, Neil. Now, sadly, it's time to go. So please join us again for more 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English.
Bye.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.